What should be one of the most spectacular views in the Eastern Alps could just as well be someone's back garden. I nurse a mug of herbal tea, personally mixed by our guide. He spreads his hands apologetically and looks up at where the sky would probably be if we could see it. There's a map on the wall of the hut, and he points out where we are, almost exactly on the border between Italy and Slovenia, and between what I've grown up to know as Western and Eastern Europe. For 45 years of my life, iron curtains and cold wars, sustained for the convenience of both sides, sowed division and mistrust amongst Europeans who should have been friends. It's been 18 years now since the fall of the Berlin Wall signalled a new direction for the continent into which I was born. Which is why I'm here, 8,000 feet up in the Julian Alps, looking optimistically east, waiting for the cloud to lift so that I can see what the new Europe looks like. 2 hours later, the clouds start to wither, and we begin to make out the outline of slopes soaring above and below us. Then, with a sudden dizzying effect, a final stack of cloud falls off the mountain like an avalanche, and the sun strikes buttresses of pink-tinged limestone, cracked and jagged and pointing at the sky. I head off along the path that leads east. Day 2. Bled. Wake early. Beyond the trees I can see grey light reflected on an eerily still water. The muted chimes of the clock on the church in the middle of the lake are echoed discreetly by a chorus of more distant clocks in the town of Bled. Villa Bled, where we're staying, is a beautiful, tranquil spot, the sort of place that monks or dictators might choose as a hideaway. In this case it was dictators, for this vast pile was built in 1947 as a getaway for Josip Broz Tito, a.k.a. Marshal Tito, one of the giants of post-war communism. The hotel manager tells me Tito loved Slovenia because it was as far away as he could get from Russia and as close as he could get to Great Britain. Did I know that Elizabeth II had received and decorated him? The manager shakes his head. Unheard of in a communist leader. Yugoslavia, generally reckoned to have been one of the more successful creations of post-war communism, never stood much of a chance after the charismatic Tito died in 1980. Slovenia was the first to challenge the system. The walkout by Slovenian delegates in January 1990 made sure that the 14th Congress of the Yugoslav League of Communists would be the last. 2 years and a short war later, Slovenian independence was officially recognised. Walking out this morning, I've no sense of Slovenia's communist past. History and religion, two of communism's great enemies, are celebrated everywhere, from the impossibly picturesque Church of the Assumption that sits on an island in the middle of the lake like a carnival float, to the soaring ramparts of the 17th century castle high above the northern shore. The boatmen waiting for tourists are decked out in Tyrolean costume. It's not just any sniff of communism that's missing here, it's any sniff of the 21st century. At the hotel tonight, I meet someone who can put a little more flesh and blood on the man for whom the Villa Bled was built. Lado Leskovar is in his 60s, and in a colourful life has been Richard Burton's stand-in, sung the Yugoslav entry in the Eurovision Song Contest of 1967, and danced with Tito's wife. He remembers Tito as a very charming man who liked cars, ladies, movies, food and the good life generally. Politically, he gained great respect for standing up to Stalin in 1948, developing his own mix of socialism and capitalism, and for pursuing a foreign policy of non-alignment. Tito was always keen to know what was going on in the world and liked to drink with journalists, cartoonists and writers and hear what they felt about him and what they were saying about him. On such occasions, Tito might play the piano, and often, here in the villa, Lado was called upon to sing for him. So there's a frisson of nostalgia about tonight, as Lado sings a song for me in the bar, with Marshal Tito's portrait on the wall behind him, and Lado's effusive Serbian wife looking on as if it were the first time she'd heard it. The song is called The Sad Death of a Vagabond. It seems somehow appropriate. Tito has been dead for 26 years, but for Lado, and I suspect many of his age,